If you want to explore unique perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media, you are listening to the right channel. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
Sound is transmitted through the air as vibrations, which are detected by the eardrum and interpreted by the brain.
Say somewhere the punk broke down music, but you mutated.
Yeah, we're the fluid in the punk enema bag.
Kraftwerk have a name for this. It's machine music. The sounds are created at their laboratory in Dusseldorf, programmed, then recreated on stage with the minimum of fuss. This is Autobahn, bass, say the group, on the rhythm of trucks, cars, and passing bridges heard while driving through Germany.
As a piano player, I can't tell you how great it is to have a synthesizer that lets me use my left hand. I've spent most of my life developing chops that until now couldn't really be demonstrated on a synthesizer.
If Newman sounds slightly paranoid, that's only because he is.
I spend most of my time inside. Went out today, which is unusual.
Here in my car, I will sing this to all. I can lock all my doors. It's the only way to live in cars.
Synthesizer, the way I play it, doesn't need any manual skill. You don't have to be clever to turn a knob. Since there is such a wide range of possibilities, you need some kind of judgment about which is the right thing to use for a particular occasion.
Hello and welcome to Revolution Rock.
Oh, wait. I think you may be mistaken, my friend.
Oh, sorry. This is actually... No, we're not even on the radio right now. No, this is Revolution Synth, I should say.
That's right.
I'm your host, Dave, joined by Adam Palaszczuk. And also this week, we have a guest host, another Adam. Adam D'Andrea, hello, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. And maybe you can explain what's happening here.
I have to explain?
No, okay, I'll explain.
No. You explain and I'll embellish.
Okay, we're playing music that has all synthesizers in it.
Yes. And why did you ask me to come?
Because you used to host a show called The Deadly Synth.
That's right, I did. All new wave, all the time. Did anyone find the sandwich that I left in the back room 7 years ago?
It's not a sandwich anymore.
Yikes. So the answer is yes, someone did find it.
It's actually our new student volunteer at this point.
Well,
it's been shelving CDs for us.
At least you made good use of it.
Exactly. The utility is important.
So really, you did something important for the station.
I have a legacy.
Yeah, you did.
That's great.
You've made a sandwich volunteer. So anyways, we're going to cover a certain time period, though, because we were talking about... Roughly, yeah. With synthesizers, you can cover so much ground because it's everywhere now, but we're kind of focusing maybe on the early days of synthesizers.
Yep.
So what would you say, 78 to...
78 to 83, which is most of the music that I listen to.
and within that ballpark, there's so much. We look at the evolution of what happened for new wave music, and you can think about all the permutations and changes, other genres that came out of it. You know, anything with the prefix electronic is really indebted to that and to all the synthesizer music. And so we're going to do a very wide and broad survey, everything from new wave to synth punk. We're going to have some experimental music, some bizarre sounds, some melodic sounds, and everything in between, ranging from some artists you may expect to hear on this program to some more obscure names. And that's what you can expect to hear on this edition of Revolution Rock, titled Revolution Synth.
Mm-hmm. And I do feel like, you know, this time period we chose, I feel like this is the beginning, the real beginning of, like, the, and this is going to sound cliche, but, like, the post-Beatles era of music. You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. the Beatles linger and their influence right. kept going. And it's like, how do we be the next Beatles? But this was the time period where people were finally like, you know what? Let's just move on.
It's also a cliche to say, but a lot of people talk about how punk tore down the music at that time. The sort of, how should I say, the embellished, the overwrought rock and roll in the 1970s. But yes. when you tear stuff down, you have to build something new. And you could say that laid the foundation for a lot of stuff, this synth rock, that this new wave music would then develop from there. And it's only grown since then. Mm-hmm. I do agree with you. I think, you know, when we look at the permutations of it, really with bands that we're going to cover today, such as some of the founding ones like Devo, Suicide, Kraftwerk, music would not be the same without it right now, and it certainly changed the landscape. With that said, we should probably get into our first block of music, and actually we have Adam here contributing a couple songs for the opening set.
That's right. So you want me to kind of say what we're going to play?
Sure, and do a little rundown. Yeah.
Okay, we'll start with some Canadian new wave punk from the Paolas. We're going to hear their song In a Place Like This, which was actually the first song that I ever played on CJAM. So it's fitting that we start with it today.
Very full circle.
Yeah. And then we're going to hear from The Vapors, who I really love. And they unfortunately get thrown into the one-hit wonder category mm-hmm. far too often. They have two great albums. And obviously their hit single, Turning Japanese, kind of, you know, they get defined by that song a little too much because they're... Their two early albums are really, really great and kind of like early pop punk almost.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will close that set with some Wall of Voodoo, and we'll hear their song Factory off of their really crazy and bizarre and great album Call of the West.
All right, let's get started. You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM, and we're also syndicating across several different stations here in Canada.
fix the trains. Everybody I know makes the same mistakes. Playing games, I turn around, I kick my heels, I count the clowns. I watch another lonely man. Oh, but there's something in the air that says I'm in the right place. So I gaze at the crowd, I'm trying to find the right face. And there it is, you say you're sorry too. Everybody I know has to face their dreams. Everybody I know makes the same mistakes. There's a hole in the ground that seems to eat me up. I can't say enough about the two of us. My arms are breaking, I can't hold you enough. No, I can't hold you enough. No, I can't hold you enough. I wanna love you again. 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 I wanna, I wanna, I wanna. Everybody I know has to face the dreams. Everybody I know makes the same mistakes.
Come around and try.
You are tuned into CJAM 99.1 FM and listening to not Revolution Rock, but this episode, Revolution Synth. We're joined by Adam here, and we are doing an all synth episode of Revolution Rock, or Revolution Synth. I know the name of the show, Dave. Don't give me that look. But anyway, Adam, that was a great block there. Why don't you talk about what we just heard?
Thanks, man. I chose it myself. Well, we just heard Factory by Wall of Voodoo. I almost said Wall of Devo because we were just talking about Devo. We'll get to that later.
Yes.
But yes, Factory by Wall of Voodoo. Before that was Trains by The Vapors. And we kicked off today's show with In a Place Like This. And that was some Canadian new wave punk from the Paolas.
And that had a very special place for you because that was actually the first song that you played for the Deadly Synth?
It was.
So, you know, just bringing up again, you used to do a show here called The Deadly Synth, and that's why we're doing this special. Also, it's an excuse to play some really good synth-heavy music as well, focusing on this time period, mainly between 78 and 83. Mm-hmm. We might, you know, we might broaden the scope slightly here and there, but, you know, pretty much we're going to adhere to that time frame. Dave, I know you were mentioning something about this during our last song block, just about kind of the development of synthesizer sounds and why they became so prominent. Why don't you expand upon that?
I did try and look up some information prior
to the
show.
And I'm proud of you.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're a step ahead of me, so that's good.
But I didn't look up too much information. But anyways, synthesizers started like a really long time ago in the 60s, but they were giant things, giant machines that took up like half of a room. But it wasn't until, Robert Moog? That did the Moog synthesizer, which combined it with kind of a keyboard aesthetic that made it more accessible to musicians. Instead of this giant contraption where you're plugging in wires, it was a keyboard, and you could just play it. And it was, like, small. It wasn't ginormous. And then that's kind of how it started, and people started experimenting with it, and here we are, I guess.
Mm-hmm. You know, what's the difference between an electric piano and a synthesizer?
I don't know.
Any
I should
idea?
Have looked that up.
Is this a joke that's going somewhere?
No, actually, no. I know I said it like there's going to be a punchline, but legitimately there is a difference. So an electric piano has a preset range of sounds. So you can't do any manipulation. You just press the key, you have a volume control, but that's it. The Moog, and then synthesizers thereafter, all allowed some sort of modulation of the sound, whether that was selecting from a different sound bank, being able to adjust the tone or frequency of a pitch. So really, that's the difference, where a synthesizer just not made a synthetic or replicated sound of another instrument like a horn or a piano, but allowed you to manipulate the sound, which created some really funky stuff, as we heard by Wall of Voodoo in that particular song. Like, they get some high registers on those songs, which are amazing, and those really preening, very harsh sounds from the vapors as well. Like, I think what's great is that it's punk. So many musicians started experimenting with feedback and aggressive guitars, and along the lines, someone looked at bands like Roxy Music and said, well, why don't we do that, but with the synthesized sounds, because we can make it even more devastating.
And I think initially, like, synthesizers, I believe at first people just used them to like write music and compose, and then it was okay, we've got it, now let's transfer it over to real band.
Yeah.
But then eventually people said, what if the synthesizer was the real band? And then
that,
you know,
changed everything. Yeah,
yeah. Exactly.
It's really amazing, and we're going to be getting into some more obscure Canadiana coming up right now, exploring four artists who are maybe not household names, maybe depending on the household you grew up in, but definitely more unique artists, all hailing from our fair country. In this set, we're going to hear bands such as Noel Set, Ico, but we're going to start off with an artist named Joe Naylor. Now, Joe Naylor really only had an EP and a single to his name, and then he pretty much disappeared off the landscape of music, not going back into making any more electronic new wave music thereafter. But he really got notoriety in 1980 in a small scale from his native Vancouver, BC, where he released a single titled I'm Canadian Beer. But we're not going to hear that, since I think it's the only song people have possibly heard from Mr. Naylor. We're actually going to hear the B-side of that with a song I think we can all relate to, I Hate Fluorescent Lights, here on Revolution Synth and CJAM 99.1 FM.
We'll be right back. when you're